everyone, this is Skylar from Storytime with Skylar. I would like to thank you for listening. Also, please don't forget to subscribe and please go to Apple Podcasts and give me a 5-star rating. Thanks. Today I will be reading The Three Little Pigs. So hope you guys like it. The Three Little Pigs. Step inside a magic three-dimensional fairy tale world. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. Two of the pigs were lazy and a little bit silly, but the third was hardworking and smart. All three little pigs lived with their mother until the day came when they were old enough to leave home. Before they left, their mother said, "Be sure to build strong houses and watch out for the big bad wolf. He's always hungry and likes to eat little piggies like you." The three little pigs walked down the road until they met a man carrying a bundle of straw. The first little pig, who was lazy and a little bit silly, asked the man for some straw and quickly built himself a flippy, floppy straw house. The other two little pigs continued along the road until they met a man carrying a pile of sticks. The second little pig, who was also lazy and a little bit silly, asked the man for some sticks and quickly built himself a rickety house. The third little pig continued on his own until he met a man carrying a load of bricks. This little pig, who was hardworking and smart, asked the man for some bricks and labored long and hard to build himself a fine, strong house. One day, the first little pig was sitting outside this flippy, floppy house of straw when he saw the big bad wolf walking down the road. The little pig quickly ran inside his home and slammed the door. Little pig, let me come in," growled the hungry wolf. "No, not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin," squealed the first little pig, hiding. "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," cried the wolf. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. But before the wolf could pounce, the first little pig jumped up, and ran, as fast as his legs would carry him, to the second little pig's house of sticks. Of course, the big bad wolf was still hungry, so he marched on until he came to the rickety house of sticks. He knocked on the door and shouted through the mail slot, little pigs, let me come in." "No, not by the hairs in our chinny chin chins," replied the two little pigs, who were hiding in bed. "Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down," cried the wolf. Then he huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house down. "Help!" squealed the two little pigs, and off they ran to the third little pig's house of bricks as fast as their legs could carry them. The big bad wolf's tummy was rumbling by now, so he ran down the lane after them until he came to the fine, strong house of bricks. He knocked on the door and shouted loudly, little pigs, let me come in." "No, not by the hairs nor chinny chin chins," replied the three little pigs. "Then I'll hop and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," cried the wolf. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, but the fine, strong house of bricks did not fall down. The wolf was furious. "I'm going to climb down your chimney and gobble you up," he roared. The third little pig was very scared, but he was smart too and knew just what to do. He put a huge pot of water on the fire to boil and waited. The big bad wolf licked his lips and chuckled as he champered onto the roof and slid down the chimney. But he soon stopped chuckling when he landed with a splash in the pot of boiling hot water. "Ah!" he wallowed as he leaped into the air and raced away as fast as his paws could carry him. And that was the last anyone ever heard of the big bad wolf. The end. That was my favorite story when I was little. Well, I really hope you like the story of the three little pigs. Go subscribe to my podcast, Storytime with Skylar. You'll find it very humorous and amazing. So I'll see you guys later. Bye. Ciao, ladies and gentlemen.